Today is Monday, November 25th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Play Day with Dad. That has more meaning. Now that I'm 46, I get called daddy. But not in a good way. In the gay community, when you get in your 40s, now you're daddy. And if anyone finds you attractive or anything, it's always got to go to daddy. You know, I'm not sure if I like it, but I'm trying to. I mean, not that I'm in many situations for anyone to call me daddy, but there you go. I'm just saying, play day with dad takes on a different meaning when you're part of the gay community and you're in your 40s. That's all I'm saying. It's also shopping reminder day and blasé day, and finally National Parfait Day. Parfait, which looks like parfaits are kind of could be anything that has a fruit. I don't know. You know, let's just look. I don't have plans. Let's just ask. You know what? I'll talk to her. I don't know if she'll hear me, but let's see if she'll hear me. I'm going to talk to, well, she's still connecting, folks. Well, this has been a fail. Thank you. Oh, well, let's go back. Well, I'm hearing the noise, so let's just go back and see if it can connect now. Hey, ChatGPT, can you tell me what the rules are for what constitutes as a parfait? Anytime.
A parfait is a layered dessert that usually includes some combination of the following. Creamy elements, like yogurt, whipped cream, or custard. Sweet layers, like fruit, granola, or cookie crumbles, and sometimes additional toppings, like nuts or chocolate. The key is in the layers. They create the distinct look and texture of a parfait. Classic French parfaits often use custard, while American-style parfaits lean more toward yogurt or ice cream. Did you have a specific
So what's the difference between a parfait and a trifle?
Great question. The key difference lies in the presentation and sometimes the ingredients. A parfait is typically served in a tall, narrow glass and features neatly layered components like yogurt, fruit, granola, or cream. It's often a single serving and emphasizes a clean, structured look. A trifle, on the other hand, is more of a shared dessert served in a large bowl or dish. It also has layers, but usually includes sponge cake soaked in syrup or alcohol, custard, fruit, and whipped cream. The layers are less.
So it's very similar. It's very similar. I'm still not, I can't get the flow right. I feel like there's going to come a day when the AI assistants, ChatGPT, others, are going to be fast enough that they could almost be, they could be a co-host on a podcast. I know you guys are like, no, don't make AI your, I'm just saying, rather than me typing and then reading to you guys what I've typed, I think it would just be easier if I have a question for ChatGPT just to say it, but she's still a little slow to respond and at the moment. All right. So anyway, there you go. Go celebrate those days. We do have some messages. Well, we have two messages. So we'll go ahead and read those and I'll see if we have any voicemail. We do not. Lamont Cranston says, Adam, I feel your pain about getting old and getting into low cars. I sold my beloved Honda Civic Sport hatchback in July and got an SUV. I have a Honda CR-V. I love it, but for the gas mileage. Well, I don't know. Like I said, driving is not something that I super enjoy. It's not like I think, oh my gosh, I get to... When I go to my haircut, there are some guys that love to drive and they would love to get out on the open road and feel the wind and they're blowing into the windows in their hair and whatever. I am just not that person. I have always driven sports cars, but it's just because I like young high schoolers to say, man, that's a cool car when I drive up. That is the reason for driving a sports car for my entire life, because I want the cool kids to tell me, oh my God, you have a cool car. But I don't love to drive. And it's not that bad. I'm just starting to feel it. There are just certain things in your 40s where you start to feel some stuff that you didn't even notice before. Like in my 20s and 30s, I didn't even notice that the car was low to the ground. If someone had said that to me, I'd be like, what are you talking about? Well, okay, yeah, it's low, but I never would have felt it. But now I'm like, ugh. Anyway, it is what it is. But I don't know. I really do want a better, at the very least, I want a sound system that has Bluetooth connection to Android Auto and a larger screen. But I'm not sure if that's going to be possible in my current car. So I'm going to look. Black Friday is just coming around the corner. I'm going to look and see. But I feel like we bought pretty much the best one that was available 2 or 3 years ago when we bought it. Although they make advances every year, so who knows? Thank you for your call. So we have another text here from Daniel Brewer, and it says, my name is not Pickles. Oh, good. Glad your name. So I'll explain that to anyone who is not a Gay Mix listener. Although this will probably come out before the Gay Mix comes out. So if you're not a live listener, you won't know what I'm talking about anyway. On the live show Friday night, which is what we were going to get to anyway, what I did over the weekend. So one of the things I did over the weekend was I did the Gay Mix with Daniel, because we were supposed to be canceled, but he decided to move his camping to this coming weekend. And so we did the recording, nothing too out of the ordinary. I am really enjoying this Rodecaster video. It is much simpler than the ATEM. It has less buttons. There are some missing features, you know, and I'm trying to decide whether, but it has been so stable. There have been no stability issues whatsoever. Now, I've only used it for two different broadcasts at this point, but it remembers the scenes. The ATEM Mini, I have to click and click and click around for it to remember the scene. It's probably a problem with the macros that I wrote. But you don't have to write macros for the Rodecaster. They have a scene builder built in their application. I don't know. I'm liking it a lot. I feel like if it is popular, which is a question, this is something that I wanted. This video switcher with audio, really good audio and audio connections built in. But I can't use it on its own right now because it doesn't have physical sliders for the volume. It doesn't have the soundboard that the mixer has, and it doesn't have quite as many inputs and outputs on the audio side. It has the brains of a Rodecaster Pro audio mixer, but it doesn't have all the physical controls, and it has less inputs and outputs. And so, but I feel like if people like it, they're going to come out with a new one and they're going to add a few more inputs and outputs. Put a few physical controls on there for audio. Add a few sound pads. Perfect. That would be perfect for my setup. But anyway, it's working great. I love it. It's been... And the video editing, I can't really describe why, but the video editing has also been easier for whatever reason. But mainly because I can pull in USB audio, and so it's... I don't know. It's hard to describe, but the editing has been easier on the video. And then I had a haircut on Saturday, so I and Mark did not go with me, so I got in the car around 8 o'clock. I stopped and got breakfast, got gas, and drove 5 hours to St. Louis. Went in. They keep trying to sell me one of these baseball caps that has the red LEDs, and I'm tempted to buy one because they say it will help stimulate hair growth, and so any of your follicles that are still alive, it'll, you know, make them more active. And I've read some studies that say there is some evidence that these LED lights do help with things. But man, they try to say, every time I've been there the past few months, we're like, we have a 50% off sale. I'm like, okay, I'll think about it. And then they were running some contest. My stylist said, hey, if you take a picture of that, or if you scan that QR code, it'll take you to a website to leave a review. If you mention my name and give me 5 stars, I'm entered for a prize. So I entered her for a prize. I mean, I left a good review for her. I like my stylist. She's good. And got back in the car. I bought some kolaches because we like the kolaches next door. Sloppy Joe kolaches. And drove back. I mean, there was nothing. Just straight back. Stopped at Cane's. Got food. Mark and I ate together. We ate around 9 o'clock. Because that's what time I got back. Had church this morning. And I've been lazy, pretty much. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.